Season's greetings and welcome to Side B of Rockin' Round the Track. This is Neil Grant in South San Francisco, California, and the management of this space, who I have to thank for my time here again, has graciously prevailed upon me to contribute another Christmas side this year, and I'm more than happy to rise to the occasion. I mentioned last year that my philosophy on Christmas music is to look for the unusual, not often heard, strange perhaps, things like that. I hope that I won't do any repeats on this year's tape because I didn't really note down what I did on last year's tape. I'm going to make myself a copy of it though so that I'll be able to refer to it next year at this time if we're still doing it next year at this time. I'd like to open up though with a song by Robert Goulet, who as of the date of this taping we just recently lost. Any entertainer who becomes a reference point for our enjoyment of music is a great loss indeed. And Robert Goulet certainly was one of those. With a voice like that, how could you help but not become something of a well-known icon in the world of music? This tune is called December Time.
With tinkling bells, and the trees are white with crusty shells. When the frost is on the window pane, it's December time again. When the snowflakes cover up the sky, and little faces breathe a happy sigh. Old man Winter's here to entertain. It's December time again. The mistletoe that's growing will soon be picked for showing that lovers like this season of the year. Those sleigh rides so exciting, the fancy colored lighting are certain signs the Yuletide's growing near. When the woodman fells the evergreen, and little carolers appear upon the scene, and the heavens echo their refrain, it's December time again. Now, if
you're any serious kind of music collector, be it Christmas music or otherwise, you're always looking for music in unusual places. The next two selections are from unusual places. The first one is Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians, dating from December of 1944, their rendition of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." This is from a 16-inch Armed Forces Radio Service vinyl. And I'm always surprised at the fact that not only do these 16-inches still exist, but that people still have the equipment to play them on, to make transcriptions from. The second selection is by the Sonus Handbell Ensemble, which is located not in the immediate Bay Area, but within a couple stones throw of it. They do the piece Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. And this was from a broadcast. What was that thing that Garrison Keillor does every Sunday? A Prairie Home Companion of a couple of years back. Now, those of you who have heard handbell choirs know that it's very difficult, unless you're there, to appreciate the nuances of handbells. And it's probably even harder to accurately record them, and more difficult still to record them on a live radio broadcast. There have been all kinds of music done on the Prairie Home Companion throughout the years, and their sound technicians do a marvelous job of recording all of it, including the Sonus Handbell Ensemble. I included one because you don't hear too many handbell ensembles on tapes that you probably heard. And two, just to be able to capture the delicacy of the sound on the live radio broadcast.
The night before Christmas and all through the house, remember? It was read to you, then you read it, then you proudly recited it. Now we want you to hear it our way, set to music and arranged for Jack, Gordon, Donna, Daisy, Jane, Ruth, Polly, and all the Christmas-spirited Pennsylvanians.
Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their wee little beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little heads.
Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
The rose that you battered, the dragon on the bed that she bought, what's the matter? Away to the window, I blew like a bash, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Then, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick that I knew right away that it must be safe.
More rapid than eagles, his horses they came. Many whistled and shouted and called him by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Gromit, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the fort, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away all.
So up to the housetop the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys.
And St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise.
All these galloping hoofs.
All bundled in fur from his head to his foot.
Tarnished with ashes and soot.
I drew in my head and was turning around
when down the chimney he came with a bound. A bag full of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a little old peddler just opening his pack.
So gay,
and his dimples, how merry were they.
His cheeks were like roses when kissed by the sun.
His nose like a cherry all wrinkled with fun.
And his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he held tight in his teeth,
and the smoke went around and around and around his head like a wreath.
So jolly and plump, a right jolly old elf.
And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
He had a broad face
and a little round belly
that shook when he laughed.
like a bowl full of jelly.
He gave me a wink of his eye and a twist of his head.
A chuckle and a smile, I knew all the while I had nothing to dread.
Ooh. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his room. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
He drank to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and the way they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, "Merry Grove of the Song,
Merry Christmas to all and to all." Sugar plums dance in their wee little
house. Mama in her kerchief, Papa in his cap, are settled at last. For a
well, this is Fred Waring, and if you fellas and gals have enjoyed this little bit of Christmas from home, we, of course, are the happier for it. So long, good luck, and Merry Christmas to all. Thank you.
I think that last one's a rather unique recording, not only because of the way handbells sound, but just to be able to hear them recorded and get, you know, get the overtones that are common to that instrument. Time for two old reliables on the Christmas scene. Brooke Benton with the song This Time of the Year. And then we're going to hear Dean Martin singing Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Now, I realize that Dean Martin is very much associated with Christmas, but it's always a joy to hear him sing, just because he makes it sound so easy, I think. He was well known for his tendency to not want to over-rehearse. But to the extent that it came out successful, he really made us enjoy what he was singing.
Christmas always comes this time of the year.
Little girls and little boys dream of worlds full of toys. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, evergreens are snowy white, sleigh bells ring through the night. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, and somewhere near a steeple, people kneel and pray. Sing carols of Christmas Day. Santa Claus is on his way, loads of joy on his sleigh. This time of the year, when Christmas is near.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Now, as I've already said, Christmas music can arrive from rather disparate sources. If you've got your radar tuned to accept it, we've got three selections right here that I think probably fit that description very nicely. The first one is by Teresa Brewer, of all people. I think if a singer gets famous enough, eventually they will do a Christmas album. And Teresa Brewer certainly was one of our leading vocalists in the 50s. This is entitled The Gingerbread House. And then we have The Carol of the Bells as done by the Duttons. Now, I think the Duttons are either a Christian music group or they're a country music group. I would like to be pleasantly corrected as to which one they are. This was the opening number in a holiday special a couple of years back, and I happen to like this particular rendition because of the very fine stereo separation that they achieved on this particular program. It'll be evident once you listen to it. And just when you thought they couldn't do anything different with the song The 12 Days of Christmas, we have a selection here by Roger Whittaker that might indicate otherwise.
Gingerbread house with a crackerjack floor, a peppermint roof, and a Tootsie Roll door. Close your eyes and, ooh, surprise, you're there in the gingerbread house. Oh, the gingerbread house in Lullaby Land has the funniest animal cracker band. Gee, it's fun for everyone who plays in the gingerbread house. Just ring the lollipop doorbell right next to the bubblegum tree. Say handy dandy chocolate candy and walk right in with me. To the gingerbread house with the crackerjack floor, the peppermint roof and the Tootsie Roll door. So go to bed, you sleepy head, and come to the gingerbread house. Just ring the lollipop doorbell right next to the bubblegum tree. Say handy dandy chocolate candy and walk right in with me. To the gingerbread house with the crackerjack floor, the peppermint roof and the Tootsie Roll door. So go to bed, you sleepy head, and come to the gingerbread house. Yes, come to the gingerbread house.
Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all sing the same throat as a bell. Christmas is here, bringing the cheer to young and old. Dink and the bell, ding dong and dong, that is my song. Dink, joyful ring, hark, how the bells.
Once did you hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air? Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, oh, here and there, telling a tale. Gaily they ring, while people sing, song of good cheer, Christmas is here. Ding dong, Merry Christmas, ding dong, Merry Christmas.
Come and they send down without end, keep to the tone, till every home. Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all sing the same. Christmas is here, dong, ding, a chin, ding, and a non, dong, and a bong.
seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they're found, raising the sun, or hill and dale, telling a tale. Gaily they hear more people sing song of good cheer. Christmas is here. Dear Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
six kisses and
five gold rings,
and
a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
seven swans a swimming,
six geese a laying, five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine drummers drumming. Drumming,
piping,
drumming,
piping.
Eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 ladies dancing, 10 pipers piping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
lords a-leaping, ladies dancing,
ten,
pipers piping,
nine,
drummers drumming,
eight,
maids a-milking,
seven,
swans a-swimming,
six,
geese a-laying,
five gold rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree, and a partridge in a pear tree.
And now, as Monty Python says, now for something completely different. Christmas humor, humor in general, is a very subjective kind of a thing. In other words, what's funny to you isn't funny to the next person. And Christmas humor even more so, because, you know, it's a set of traditions that you have to tread very lightly with if you're making fun of it. Which is why I've chosen to go back to the 50s again for... Well, even though it's played every Christmas and is not in that sense different, in terms of maybe this generation or these times it might be different. I'm referring, of course, to Stan Freberg's classic routine, Christmas Dragnet. It's almost 7 minutes long, so just settle back and take a listen.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide, Wednesday.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned a guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't an Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm, well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago in a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people! But I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care. But I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Time for just one more selection. You're familiar with the music from the 1964 Christmas program of Charlie Brown Christmas, done to a turn by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. The signature tune from that program was Christmas Time Is Here, as sung by the kids, but in this particular setting, it's being sung by Melissa Manchester. And although it's still a jazzy setting, it's a somewhat different jazzy setting than how you've probably heard it before. I want to thank again Roger and Marilyn for letting me have the use of Side B this holiday season. We hope that you all take care of yourselves for the holiday season. If you go out for New Year's, please be careful. We want to see you again in 2008. And I'll probably see you here again next year unless I have some kind of idea for Side B before then. Once again, thanks to the proprietors of this space. Have a good holiday season. Here's Melissa Manchester to close us out.
bright and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Hope that we will always keep the spirit through the years.